You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Abby, and welcome for your first books chat this morning. How are you today?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have another person from the timeout whānau come up the stairs with a stack of books in hand.
Yeah, fresh face. We've got some goodies today.
We do. It's Ockham Week this week, which is a very important sort of celebration and kind of like marker in the, I guess, literary calendar in New Zealand. What's it all about?
It is indeed, yeah. So the four I have today are the four fiction shortlisters for the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction.
Ooh.
So that's the big money prize of the Ockham. So I think it's about a cool 60K
for
the winning author. Yep. So these four finalists are absolutely incredible, and we'll find out which one wins on Wednesday night.
Oh, very exciting. Right, run us through the stack you've got here. What's our first one?
Yes, so I've got Lioness by Emily Perkins, A Better Place by Stephen Daisley, Audition by Pip Adam, and Burnham Wood by Eleanor Catton.
Nice. Those are all very different books. I've only actually read the Eleanor Catton of it. Tell us a wee bit about Lioness, Emily Perkins' book.
Yeah, this is my first of hers, and it's her first novel in a while. She's actually a screenwriter and a playwright as well, so I've seen some of her stage works before, but this is my first novel of hers. Absolutely incredible novel. It is basically the story of this quite wealthy woman, Therese, who lives in this very upmarket suburb of Wellington. The novel actually opens in Australia because she's opening a new store for her homewares brand.
Ooh.
And basically that luxury homewares brand is financed by her very rich husband.
Okay.
She's married, she's come from a bogan sort of upbringing, and she's married very wealthy and very young, so there's about 30 years difference between her and her husband.
Wow.
And he's a very wealthy property developer, and he is basically working on his last project before they can go off into retirement.
Oh my
God. With loads and loads of money. But basically it comes out that there is this scandal involving his business, and their reputation kind of goes into disarray, and she basically has to figure out what her life is without her money and her rich husband.
Wow.
And basically coinciding with that is she meets her downstairs neighbor, Claire. And Claire has this kind of really cool life where her and her husband have reversed roles in the family. So she basically has this extra apartment where she can go off and live her own life, and her husband stays at home and looks after the kids and does these things, and Claire has this extra apartment which is underneath Teresa's house.
Ooh.
Where she can basically do whatever she wants and has these crazy parties and this very free-spirited middle-aged woman. And they're really sort of opposite people, and kind of how that friendship evolves and the things that Claire gets Therese into while she's kind of, debating where the rest of her life is going to go.
Oh, I love it. That sounds fantastic. I love a good, juicy kind of Wellington social commentary novel.
Exactly.
I feel like Emily Perkins does those interpersonal relationship dynamics so nicely.
Yeah.
She kind of gets to the yucky bits in a really beautiful way.
Yeah. It's really interesting because you wouldn't really think that they're very relatable characters in any sort of sense of the word, and not many of the characters in it are relatable. Like, they've got these, Therese has these stepkids, Trevor's kids from another marriage, who are like very close in age to her because of how much older he is, and they're the most insufferable, like, rich kids you could possibly imagine.
Love it.
Very Succession-like, if you've seen Succession.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is probably the novel for you.
Okay, so this is Lioness by Emily Perkins.
Yes.
Tell us about, what's the next one you're going to tell us about this morning?
A Better Place by Stephen Daisley.
Awesome. What's this one?
Hard left turn from the sort of contemporary urban Wellington novel. This is basically a World War II historical novel, and it's set between Crete, Egypt, and North Taranaki. So it is basically the story of these twin brothers, Roy and Tony, and they basically flashes between them being part of the Taranaki Battalion in World War II and their life growing up at home on a farm. Stephen Daisley himself worked in the army and also worked on a cattle farm, so he's really got those sort of environments down pat.
Yeah, right.
So it is basically telling the story of Roy and Tony and their upbringing, which was very quiet. They sort of, their dad was in World War One and came back kind of a shell of a man, and is very hands-off in their upbringing. They don't have a mother, so it's basically them totally depending on themselves in this very rural upbringing. And then basically only one brother comes back from the war and becomes a total recluse, and that's where the novel opens up, is back on the farm, and they're like, you were never the same when you came back without your brother. But it is such an incredible novel, the way that it's written. If anyone's read Stephen Daisley before, his last novels have been highly awarded. It's just so straight to the point. It's very brutal. It's obviously a war story, but it's also this amazing character study of these two brothers who are very different but also very dependent on each other.
Yeah, totally.
And just this totally most beautiful story. The last 50 pages, I won't say too much, but this total twist in the novel, and I was just like crying probably for the entire 50 pages of the end.
I have not read this, but I have a friend who read it, and she said she's not a war book person.
Exactly.
Yeah. And loved it.
Yeah.
So no, this is kind of one that would appeal to a broader audience than would possibly usually pick up a World War II novel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm exactly the same. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a historical novel reader or a war reader personally, but it's so much more than that in every sense of the word, and the writing is just so like concise and beautiful that it's so easily readable even if it's not usually your thing, and you just won't regret it.
Amazing. So that's A Better Place by Stephen Daisley. We have talked about the other two before, so give us a kind of just a quick refresh on Pip Adams' book and Eleanor Catton's book.
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't even need to say too much about these, because if you haven't read them yet, what are you doing?
I feel the Pip Adams is sitting by my bed right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was my top book of last year. And I think Jenna mentioned this when she reviewed it when it first came out, but it really is something you have to go into blind, which is really annoying as a bookseller.
just get it.
Yeah, just simply buy it. I really can't say too much more about it, but it's such an absolute joy. This was my first Pip Adam I'd ever read, and as soon as I finished it, I went and back and read all of her novels. I read her PhD. I read every interview she's ever done. Like, I'm a full convert these days now. She's just absolutely brilliant. Like,
Pip Adam is also a community radio nerd as well, so shout outs to Pip for that too. Love to see it.
That's
Audition from Pip Adam, and then also Eleanor Catton's book. I mean, this is kind of the blockbuster novel of the year.
Yeah, I mean, are we surprised that it made onto the shortlist whatsoever? I think we called it when it came out.
Totally. Burnham Wood, what is it about for anyone who's missed it so far?
Yeah, if you've missed it, it is basically this eco-thriller, very sort of another hard left turn from the Luminaries, quite different from anything she's ever done before. She's really good at switching up her style so completely with every book that she does, which I love. And it is basically set in this fictional South Island sort of small town of Thorndike, which gets cut off by a landslide, the major pass in and out, so quite a deserted town, and how this sort of guerrilla gardening group called Burnham Wood sort of try and take over a piece of land on the town, and the interaction they have with a rich American billionaire that's just bought the land.
It's very thrillery and kind of satire-y and a little bit campy. It's a fun read.
It's great. Yeah, I read in an interview that she read a lot of Lee Child as an inspiration.
That actually makes sense. Yeah,
it does actually. Yeah, no, really thrilling. Like that, you'll know that those last like sort of half of the book is so fast and so pacey.
Totally. Hey, thank you so much for bringing us a fantastic recap of the four novels that are up for the Jan Millicott Acorn Prize for Fiction at the Ockhams this Wednesday. Whew, that's a long sentence.
Bit of a
say.
Mouthful.
It's going to be exciting to see which one of these excellent books takes it out. We'll put a link to all of them in the podcast after this. Abby, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Great to have you here.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
See you next time. See ya.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.